Well, welcome to another Neil's Minute. And with a random conversation with a not-so-random God. I've spent the last 3 weeks ignoring a lot of things, and I haven't done any Neil's Minutes, and I've been busy with people, had some really incredible things going on with people and Zoom calls and what have you, but yet it's like I'm dealing with what I've come to call a holy frustration. A holy frustration is recognizing that the frustration you're living with and doing, if you're a Christian, probably came from God. He's causing you to be frustrated because he has something he wants you to see, something he wants you to comprehend. And so when we're frustrated, we tend to be pushy, and we try to hear, and we try and do things to alleviate this feeling that of maybe lack of value in who we are or lack of whatever. But things just aren't working like we think they should. And I know that God allows these things in our lives because he wants us to live in peace and to trust him. And if there is no adversity, how is your trust going to grow? If you know, it's like he told me all for this last year, I place my people in the midst of adversity to bring my presence. Well, how can I bring his presence if I'm in a place of frustration because I don't agree with him and I don't want to do what he's telling me because it doesn't seem like that's should be the answer? So I've been building a potting shed for Dana and doing things around the property, and Dana had fell down and hurt her hip, and she hurt her hip and then fell down lifting something, and so it's been a time when I'm had to do some cooking and do things in the house besides what I felt God was telling me to do with building this potting shed. So there's been a frustration in me, not because I don't love Dana and want to do these things for her. No, it's not about having to do anything. I was in a holy frustration because I hate it when Dana's hurt. I hate it when she is in pain. I just get upset with the enemy, and I get upset with myself, and I just love her. And so watching her go through pain just it's not my best time. So in this last 3 weeks, we've been going through that. Actually, probably 4 weeks now, but she's getting better and everything is cool, but it was a time for both of us. You know, she's frustrated because she's hurt and she can't do the things she's wanting to do. I'm frustrated because I see her in pain, and I'm also frustrated because of things in the spirit that I feel are happening, and I believe there is a dramatic change coming in the U.S., not just about the election. I believe there's something way deeper than that that's going on that will be it'll be finished in this time of the election, probably this new thing coming, or this new choice that we have as Christians and non-Christians that God is bringing us to. But in the midst of it, there's this frustration because you can see all these things, and I can see, you know, and I'm a part of what Dana's going through, and then what I'm going through, and you know, what our friends are going through, and the questions and stuff that people are asking me on Zoom or in meetings that I'm attending. Everybody seems to be in a place of frustration, but they don't seem to recognize it as a holy frustration. They just keep thinking they're doing something wrong, that there's something that they're missing, and instead of going, okay, I cannot, there's nothing I can change. I've already tried changing things, and it's not changing what's going on inside me and what's going, I feel is going on in the spirit. So maybe I should stop being frustrated and do what Jesus said, and that is strive to enter into the place of rest or the place of assurance, as Dana puts it. So, not so random conversations with God, even though they're random in the sense of what we think of as random, timing and content and what they have to do with and how he can take me putting up a shelf that's a half inch off in 6 inches and looking at it and going, that's just not good enough for Dana, it's not good enough for Jesus. And it's not about being perfect, it's just about doing my best to honor the God who lives within me and the lady that he has so graciously caused to love me. I'm amazed at these times, and I see so much on the horizon, and I've been seeing it since in the 80s, but it's no longer in the future, it's now. It's not like I can wait for it to happen. It's now. It's happening. The change is here. And in the midst of it, I see so many people who know that there's a change, that there's going to be a radical change in their lives, still trying to figure out how to do something that will alleviate the not knowing, will alleviate or do away with their frustrations. Frustrations are always based on fear or doubt, and God wants to remove that from us. So that's where I'm at during this time. It isn't that I've been trying to avoid to do Neil's minutes, but I've been trying to avoid talking about frustrations and admitting that I'm frustrated. But then when I go through this, God shows me that he's the one that's bringing the frustration, because it's when we get frustrated that we tend to want to hear more. We try and hear more, and then we get more frustrated, and then sooner or later we come to the place where, wait, why am I frustrated with this when there is nothing I can do to change it other than trust the one whom I love? That I trust this Jesus who I invited into my heart. That I truly recognize that no matter what happens, I'm going to live for the audience of one. I'm going to walk in a place to know him. I want to feel his heart, know his heart. Be what he needs to see people saved and delivered from the hand of the enemy and the times that we're in. So I guess what this message really about is that I have got so many things that have happened in the midst of this 3 weeks that I had discounted. And now I'm sitting here recognizing, my goodness, I've been so busy, and God's been so good, and God has done so many miracles, and he is doing so much to bring Dana and I into a greater freedom to be who he needs us to be in this coming time. And so why would I be frustrated at him doing the work of changing me? With Dana's injuries and the things that have happened and the things we're encountering with people calling out of fear and hopelessness and lost their trust, it just to me is amazing that we haven't recognized God's moving us. God's moving us into that a better place of peace. Because he's not letting what we're trying to do work. He wants us to trust in him. And it's not that I did anything different But there was this time during this last period that I'm talking about that I just went, wait, I'm going to choose to trust him. I'm going to choose to trust that what I'm doing is going to work out. What he is doing in me is going to work out. And it didn't change my priorities. I was still cleaning the house and helping Dana as much as is possible and being in a good attitude. And all of a sudden, everything just gets done. Everything works out. Is it easy? No. When I say everything works out, there's always the adversity, because we are walking with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and the world really doesn't want him around. They would rather have a freedom to do whatever they want. So in these times of change that we all know is upon us, if we just listen to our heart, we know that there is drastic change coming. Drastic change is here. In the midst of the adversity to walk with him, when we want to look for the glory still, and God's telling us we need to look for peace, we need to recognize, if I've lost my peace, I need to go back to that spot that I last had it and sit down and stay in that peace. So everything that we're doing, everything that we've been doing, I didn't change that because I started trusting God. I just was trusting that God was in what I was doing. So, with that, blessings. I have some more messages that this last week have shown up in my head, and I know that he's going to further those conversations this coming time because I finally quit trying to strive to figure out what he wants me to do, and I am trusting that I am doing what he wants me to do. So, yeah. Find his love. Live for the audience of one. Don't worry about what people are thinking or saying. Just live for the audience of one, and be willing to hear the truth, even if you don't like it. You know, a lot of people tell me, well, God's not talking to me, and I look at him and go, no, you just don't like what he's saying. He's talking, but you just don't like what he's saying. Don't go there. Trust him. It is going to get hard. Read the book. The end times are not a really pleasant place, but there is an incredible amount of Jesus' presence to those of us who know him and call on his name. So, blessings, blessings. May his truth not just comfort it, but may it lead us. May we be willing to hear it and see it and walk in it. And may we stop looking for the spectacular and start recognizing the miraculous as we step forward every day. The steps of a righteous man are guided by the Lord. He doesn't say if you pray and if you do this, they are guided by the Lord. We know when we're following Jesus, so I think we should get excited and enter into the rest, walk in peace. And in the midst of the adversity that he places us all in during this time, we should laugh and go, this is going to be cool.